This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, they tried to call it muddy boots delivery service, but that was a non-starter. The term white glove delivery is doing better. As more of us go online to buy big ticket, bulky things like TVs and furniture, a growing number of services stand ready to come in and set up the big new purchase. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looked into how these work.
Perhaps this has happened to you. You scour the web for that perfect dining room table, wait for it to go on sale, and then watch your bargain disappear in a sea of shipping charges and white glove delivery fees.
You may not find them wearing white glove, but they are handling it with care. They're coming inside your house. They're putting booties on their shoes so they don't mess up your carpet.
Satish Jindal heads SJ Consulting Group. He says the in-home delivery market, not to be confused with the leave-it-on-the-porch market, has grown into a $13 billion a year business. More than half of that goes to third-party contractors. And demand for their services, which can run $100 or more, has grown 8% in the last year alone. Chelsea White is a transportation professor at Georgia Tech. He says these services can be a selling point for customers.
It alleviates the need for getting yet another someone to come into the house to do the setup if you can't do the setup yourself.
But don't count on white glove fees to enter the realm of free shipping. Delivery charges are one area where retailers rarely budge. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.